We hardly ever pay attention to how beneficial our thoughts could be. We let our thoughts just be. We don't watch them carefully, without realizing that our lives could improve dramatically if we watch what we're thinking, wondering, ruminating, musing, throughout the day. The world we have created is a product of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. Albert Einstein. Just take 3 deep breaths. Inhale. Relax in your chair. Exhale. Keep going on your own. You already know how we do it. Nurture your mind with great thoughts. To believe in the heroic makes heroes. Benjamin Disraeli. Willie Nelson put it brilliantly simple when he stated, "Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results." What else can I say? Or, as Soren Kierkegaard said, our life always expresses the result of our dominant thoughts. Now, would you say you control your thoughts most of the time? Or do they mostly control you? And in general terms, do you think you tend naturally to think positive thoughts, or quite the opposite? Would your best friend or spouse agree with that? Just keep breathing and reflect about this. The primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it. Be aware of the thoughts you are thinking. Eckhart Tolle. Thoughts are as simple as the process, a message from the soul. Conveyed through the heart, received in the mind. Jeremy Aldana. Reality is a projection of your thoughts or the things you habitually think about. Stephen Richards. Now, I'd like you to just find the idea you had, that you trusted your instincts and went for it. And you're totally happy with the results because your life changed for the better. Just one. The best. And feel it. Feel the sensation you were feeling back then when things went fantastically well. And breathe. When breathing the way we do, we internalize the sensations. And we're able to recover them later, to rewire your brain with positive emotions. Just like Bryan Adams said, like attracts like. Whatever the conscious mind thinks and believes, the subconscious identically creates. The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. Marcus Aurelius. Powerful stuff we covered today, huh? From today on, we'll be more aware of our silent partners. They silently feed us with ideas, and more importantly, beliefs. For the rest of the day, be aware of your thoughts. And when something negative comes to mind, please replace it with the powerful emotion you recreated moments earlier. So you wave your negative thoughts goodbye. As I like to say, your mind is the landlord of your thoughts. Pick your tenants very carefully. One negative tenant can ruin your entire building. And that's it for today. Bye now. Have an inspired day. See you tomorrow for the next lesson.